On a Monday, following what we hope was a nice weekend, at least for most people, it was a nice weekend. One member of the morning team show, perhaps not. Well, I know for myself, I had a good weekend day. I've not consulted with you yet. I'm hoping your weekend was okay.
Oh, yeah. We got out and did some fishing. It wasn't great, but we got a few fish, and it was just great to get out. It was our first time out this year.
Oh, so good fishing. Yeah. Boat didn't sink or anything like that? So,
It wasn't too bad in the morning, but by early afternoon, those waves are getting up near 3 feet, and we called it quits at that point. It was, a little rough and rough ride in, but... Yeah, we had fun. We kept four walleye, and we had four small eyes we put back and got one nice, like a 27-inch pike.
It's good to hear that you had a good weekend, especially for the first time out, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Many more weekends like that ahead, I'm sure, for the summer season.
Maybe this coming weekend.
Pat, how was your weekend?
I think Dave had a slightly better weekend than I did.
Oh, the joys of being a pet owner on the weekend when your pet needs attention.
Yeah, exactly. And the vets are closed everywhere and all that. So, on Friday night, my dog, Trenny, 8 years old, I don't know why, but she's not a grass eater and decided to just start inhaling grass and weeds on top of it.
Oh.
Yeah, and vines. We don't know where that was coming from, but she was just inhaling. And
gone vegan?
And, yeah, that's what we were on. We asked her. But no, we could tell. In fact, our neighbors were over too, and we could tell that there was something was amiss with her, and she was just acting strange, and her ears were really warm and all that stuff. So we were monitoring her throughout the night. Then she developed this cough, which was really fun. So at 8 a.m., she's still coughing a lot, and so we said, well... we hold off until Monday, or do you think this is something that might be serious? We don't know. And so we called emergency services here just down the road from us here at the station, and they brought her in. But she was not the only one seeking attention that day.
Oh, no.
So they were very, very busy. We got here at drove from Alma, got here at noon, and got back in Alma at 8 at night.
Oh, boy.
It was a long day.
Yeah, a long day.
So I even told when we were waiting, I just said, you know what? The station's just a couple blocks away. I think I'm going to walk over real quick and just finish something up that I was doing on Friday. So I came in just for a couple. To tell you the truth, I needed to. I couldn't just sit in the car. I needed to do something. I cannot sit in a car that long. So I just walked down here for about an hour and then came back, and that's all we could do was just sit and wait and wait and wait. And they tell us, basically, we can't really tell you what is wrong. Everything turned out. X-rays were fine. Blood work was fine. Everything was fine. Just maybe she's just dealing with some kind of stomach issues, but they couldn't really figure out exactly what was the problem. So.
Or maybe one of those items she was poisonous.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I'm wondering. Yeah. That's why I'm wondering. So we will today we will start her on what they call the bland diet for dogs. Well, and I guess for us, too. Just going to make a little hamburger and rice and just see how that goes. So that was our fun on Saturday. So yesterday, all we did then was catch up on the weekend yard work that we wanted to do on Saturday. So that was that.
That's never fun.
It would be so much easier of a dog when you ask them, what's wrong? Well, okay, well, here, I'll tell you. I just wish they could do that. I wish that dogs would have that collar, in that movie Up, when they could... The collar, you can hear the dog speaking its thoughts. I wish that they could just do that.
It would be a much easier process.
It would be.
And yet, as you said, you really do need to take action because you don't know. Better to be safe than sorry.
Right. And she wasn't drinking any water there for a while either. Now she's doing that, but still.
All sure signs that something's wrong.
Never know. Mm-hmm. So we just had to have that peace of mind and know, okay, well, it's not too serious. So, but still, it's always so much fun. Sometimes when it's like, why couldn't you just hold off until Monday? It would be easier.
Well, that's the key right there. Happen. Yeah. On a weekday, things are so much easier to deal with.
Right.
Yeah. There's a number of pet owners, of course, right now are all shaking their heads in agreement going,
You know what? We saw many of them. Cat owners, dog owners who were dealing. A lot of people going, you figure out this. How many pets are there, right? I mean, there's a lot of animals. So
You're not alone. We're not alone.
It's going to happen. It's so funny. I always remember one of our older veterinarians. He retired years ago, but we had a husky. He, for some reason, out of nowhere, started limping. And we're like, where'd this come from? We didn't know if he broke something, so we brought him in. And his name was Dr. Sterling. And he just said, Ross, what did you do? And, you know, I said, that'd be so easy. That would be so easy if he would just let us know, but if dogs would tell you, or cats.
You know, come to think of it, yeah, when we take the dog to the vet, the vet usually talks.
Yeah, it's just easier.
They're probably actually knowing.
Right. Oh, I did forget to tell you, though, they had to do a chest x-ray on Trini, and they had to sedate her. I think Trini was feeling pretty good on the way back home. She was feeling real good.
Oh, man.
So a lot of wobbling when we got home. Let's just put it that way.
But the most important, no need for a doggy cone.
No
right?
need for a cone of shame.
Okay.
None of that stuff.
So to keep the dog away from eating anything.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't have to do that.
Nothing worse for a dog. Or for the owner.
Or for the, yes.
To have to have your dog out with a cone of shame.
Yeah, right. Never good. Not good for the house either, I've learned.
Yeah. Dogs still don't seem to understand how to get around with those.
Right.
That's a good point.
I think I'd rather be out fishing with Dave.
I'm sure. It sounds like, well, that's a long time.
It was a long day, yeah. And, you know, it's funny. You're just sitting, but for some reason, it feels like you went through, like, 15 rounds of boxing when it's all said and done. I don't know why that is.
It's tiring. Yeah. Just waiting and sitting.
Imagine how your dog felt.
Right. Well, that's what we said. Well, you think our day was bad.
Hopefully better. Dog doing better this morning?
We will see. It's slowly. So slowly getting back to normal.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yep.
I don't have any great dog stories myself. I didn't even mention this last week, but I was kind of amused before I left for work, and I let the dog out, of course, and she likes to get out before I go, which is fine. Came back and dropped something at my feet, a little dead baby rabbit.
Oh, all right.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's very proud of
Very nice of you, too.
Did she find it or did she kill it?
Well, I found out where there's actually a little, I found a hole in the ground. I see where they actually were nesting. Yeah. But there was only one.
Yeah. Mm.
And I suppose for all the little rodents that could have been brought in, I'll take that over.
Take a rabbit over a rat. Yeah,
exactly right. Yes, exactly right.
Skunk or something like that.
Yeah. not that we ever want a dead rabbit, but we'll take that.
The rabbit chose poorly.
The rabbit did choose poorly.
Or at least the family chose poorly.
And not a good place to build. Well, for the world of pet owners, we appreciate knowing that there are those who are, of course, empathizing with what Pat went through this weekend. And better days are ahead, we know.